Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, I was driving to work today and I was thinking about boobs.
I'm sorry.
Slacker?
Same.
Were you guys in the same car?
Oh, God. Why are you huffing and puffing?
Well, one, Aaron's being hurtful. Two, like I've been, you think I always laugh when you start and talking.
Because
but you told me just before we went on the air, you're like, oh, way to work today. I was thinking about boobs. And I was like, what? And then here we are and you're talking about it.
Yeah, well.
Why were you
lie? I was thinking about boobs because there's a little, I don't know, you want to call it a research project?
Is this on the interweb or the Slacker Show?
No, this is on Reddit.
Okay.
Reddit was asking women, if you could go home and remove your boobs, I've already said 100 times, might as well keep going.
Yeah.
Would you? If you could just remove them like a piece of clothing and then I guess put them back on whenever you wanted?
Because let's get this out of the way. Hack with your wife and Aaron and Erica. Is it like first thing when you get home or you're done with your Zooms or whatever, whoop-ah, bra gone?
Oh, I go full. Not, sorry. I don't go nude. I get into the comfiest outfit I can.
But no bra.
Oh.
Okay. Because some people need the bra so they don't feel like, so they feel supported.
Yeah. I do not have that problem. I'm small chested.
Okay.
So like I couldn't tell you the last time I wore a real bra.
You just wear sports bras.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Okay.
That's cool. Hmm.
So then the answer for you probably, Aaron, is you wouldn't take them off because there's not much to take off.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm learning something about Aaron today.
I'm the hero.
Well, I'm just piggybacking on what she said, right?
Here I am surprised.
That yeah. What?
I've never stared at her chest, but my understanding was you had boobs.
So again, I want to go on the record.
I don't know if you
don't know if either of you have, because I've said this,
right.
I don't, number one, it's not the first thing I ever look at, but like you two are in a bucket all by yourselves.
Yeah. Like, we're in a bucket of like,
Yeah. 17 shots of tequila later. Oh, let's look around. That bucket is forever an bucket.
I switch buckets, though.
Hack jumps around from bucket to bucket.
Slacker's had enough all of a sudden.
Oh, my gosh.
Gross.
That is
interesting.
But how about you, Erica? Would you, in your thinking about boobs on your way to work today.
This is what I was thinking about was, would I want to remove them at times? And I think it's a complicated answer. Yes.
Let's all pull up chairs.
Yeah. I might need a minute, guys. No, I think the answer is like, yes, especially if I wanted to wear an outfit that bigger boobs does not go with. That is a thing. That is a thing.
Tiak, is that a thing?
Absolutely, yeah. My wife struggles with. There are certain outfits that look cute and fun and flirty, and then if you are more well endowed, it looks different, and that's not.
It looks more trashy.
It's way more revealing. It looks like you're trying to show, and it's not fair because it's the same shirt but just a different body type for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you see it on the model, and then you're like, "Oh, I put that on. That's a no go."
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's just like they're out there.
Either that, or it makes you look much larger than you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, you just look more voluptuous in general. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I said yes, maybe. But I really think my fiance would be bummed if I came home every day and just removed them, took them off.
But you could leave them on until you guys are finished.
Yeah.
There's no finished.
Leave them home with him or something. I don't know. Is that how it is?
Hello?
Okay. That's weird.
It's not that weird.
That's the first weird thing we've said about this.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.